Actually, we're going to take off soon, so we're going to need you to turn off your phone.
I'm actually not done talking, and two more. Well, if I were you, I'd put down the burrito and get up that ladder. What are you doing standing there and not getting drinks from me and my good friend Claire?
Actually, we just met.
Oh, guys, I can't let you do the cleanup all by yourselves. Ronaldo will help you.
Of course. Where is Sal? I need her keys to start loading the gifts in her car.
I think she's changing Sammy in our room.
I hope she's also changing those drapes. Oh,
I don't want to sound like a sentimental softy, but does anyone miss the drunken whore she used to be?
Oh, I like the new Sal. Turns out all she needed to bring out her maternal instinct was a little baby.
I don't buy it. No, something's up. You do remember her suggesting we chuck Lily into the ocean.
Oh, Mitchell, calm down. Babies change people. Like, you used to be a judgmental cynic, and then Lily... Oh, wait.
You guys, Sal's not back there.
Sal!
The drapes still are.
Well, that's weird. Her car's gone.
What?
Let's not jump to conclusions. In this neighborhood, her car could have been stolen.
Well, you know, she did seem frazzled. Maybe she forgot to say goodbye.
Oh, and forgot all of her presents.
And forgot her baby.
You don't think that there's any way that she would... No. I can't say it.
I can. That gin-soaked tart abandoned the little bastard.
Ghost.
What? He's fatherless. Am I wrong?
Okay. I've called Sal 5 times and she still hasn't picked up. I knew this whole Earth Mother thing was an act.
Oh, maybe we should use our happy voices when we're accusing a mommy of abandoning her little baby boy.